10 seconds before.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Special morning edition, final segment here. And we've got Steve Adams from Clear Channel with us. But Frank is going to say a couple thank yous for not only Moore's Volvo, but other people have made this happen.
Well, first off, let's remind folks we're here at Moore's Volvo, 7211 West Broad Street. Come on out and join us. We still have time to enter for the drawing prizes, and the hosts are not eligible, even though Hobgood off-air was joking that I somehow win all the prizes. We do have an auto detail certificate from Moore's that's worth about $150. We have four UVA versus UNC football tickets. It's a Thursday night game. These tickets are $50 a piece. We have a Wahoo Wah DVD.
Well, they were at one time.
We have two Saber Edge gift certificates, and we also have a University of Virginia football vault coffee table book, which is nice. We also want to thank Little Caesars Pizza, the good folks out there, Bob Peary and Mike Bossler. Thank Dickie's Barbecue Pit with Lisa Henshaw. They were very nice. And Switch Beverage Company and Kim Wright. So we've had some wonderful collaborations here today, and we've had a lot of fun here at Moore's Volvo, haven't we, Hobo?
Absolutely, and there's still a lot of food left, so not a lot of time with the show, but I'm sure they'd be happy to have you come by and have some of the food even after we're off the air. But
there's also, for test drives, they're giving away a beautiful stadium blanket in that royal blue with the Moore's Volvo embroidery, and a pretty nice thing for just...
Yeah. That's an excellent segue. It's almost Duke Blue, and Steve Adams, tell me about the Duke Blue Devils on top of the divisional standings there. How surprising is that?
We are talking football, aren't we?
Yeah.
So. We're all kind of confused by this.
It's come over from hot off the press from Coach K this morning, but Coach Cutcliffe's done a good job. Obviously, it's their one lone ACC loss was against the Hokies after being up by 20. So now they've got their work cut out for them today. They're going down to Tallahassee to play Florida State,
and then Clemson next week
at Durham. But Coach Cut's done a good job, and they've just got to get some people to support the program. I mean, you guys have been down there. I've been down there. You know, clearly it's a basketball school. Right now they're 3-1 on top of the world.
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, when I tuned into the game last week, North Carolina Duke, Wallace Wade Stadium was full. I think that's the first time I'd ever seen that.
There was a little bit of dark blue, but a lot of light blue, too. So,
well,
that 8-mile trek is not that far. So,
Look at the other side in the Atlantic Division. You've got Clemson and Florida State battling it out in seemed to me that Clemson looked pretty good against Wake Forest on Thursday night. Had to feel bad for Jim Grobe because he's a proud guy and
UVA grad, right?
And a terrific guy. He has a tremendous record of graduation rate, and his players are working hard to be competitive down there. And Clemson and Florida State are tough teams. NC State, though, is trying to make some noise, aren't they?
Yeah, obviously they own the win over Florida State and Raleigh a couple weeks ago. And, obviously Clemson's going to be huge Hokie fans coming up here on a couple Thursday nights when the Seminoles come to Blacksburg, because that's really probably their last shot to win the Atlantic. If Florida State, gets by Virginia Tech, I don't think Florida State will lose again because of the end of the year with Florida like they usually do. So,
and then you look at the Coastal Division, and we've got the world is upside down. You've got Duke at 3-1. Miami's at 3-2,
right?
Which is not entirely a surprise. Carolina 2-2, but Carolina's not eligible. They're suspended this year by
the
ACC.
And eligible to play in the conference tournament, championship,
right? And then Virginia Tech is 2-2, which I think nobody really expected that. I think most fans would have thought Tech would have been 3-1 at this point, right?
Yeah, obviously going down to Clemson and losing, no disrespect,
right.
But they lost at Carolina, and Carolina's pretty good. Carolina, and you'll see this in a couple weeks, they can really run the football. They've got a big offensive line, and Gio Bernard is a great back. So, obviously they stumbled a couple weeks ago or stumbled last Saturday night.
Well, from the standpoint of the Hokies, the game against Miami, after that you got Florida State at home, Virginia. Boston College. I still think if the Hokies beat Miami down there, they got a great shot to be in the championship game.
Well, and Georgia Tech has hit hard times after a very promising start, the near loss in overtime in Blacksburg, which has been one of the best games this whole college football season. And then obviously Virginia has been disappointing. I would have thought at this point the Hoos would have been 2-2 in conference, all things being equal.
There's no doubt they lost some tough games. Obviously, Wake Forest game was a tough loss, and the Maryland game, the way that started out, you know, was a tough loss. But there's a fine line between winning and losing, and you see it every year. And you look at a team that, you know, might have four or five losses, and you look at the way they lost, and you're like, a play here, a play there makes all the difference.
All right, we want to remind folks that on Monday night, we'll be back on the air at our regular time, 6 o'clock. We have former UVA quarterback and NFL star Aaron Brooks will be in studio with Hobbo and Frank. And former Cavalier running back David Sloan will be calling in the second hour. And we're excited to have both those men participating in this Monday show. And Dr. David Nediff from Ortho Virginia giving us the injury report.
And again, we're grateful for the hospitality of Moore's Volvo. We thank Clear Channel Sports Radio 910 for allowing us to do this.
We've got Alan Fisher here.
Alan Fisher, our producer-engineer on the road. Steve Adams for all his contributions to make this happen.
And Manette is here, has been here today. And we want to thank Jesse Varner back in the studio. We've got the music is up. We want to thank everyone here at Moore's Volvo. Come on out. There's great food still to be had, door prizes, and a chance to shake hands and talk a little sports with us. We're all here.
Absolutely. Be safe in the coming days.
Go Wahoos. We got a week off, and then we're playing NC State. Let's beat the Wolfpack. Thank you.